Now, you don't have to have electricity to fire a bullet either. All you have to have is impact. So there's going to be, if this is allowed to happen, and they want it to happen, because then they have the excuse to do two things: call emergency regulations into play, pull in all of the military power required to subdue the cities. In it, a lot of people are going to get killed because they have brought in a lot of foreigners, and they have done a full United Nations, if you will, exchange program, so that Junior, who lives in Southeast LA, won't have to go shoot his family. Although at that time, I can guarantee you the beam systems will not stop, and you will have pumped into your cities, especially, total chaotic elf waves. It will be like manipulating the masses just like a unit. They will be able to take the cities and bring you under military control while you demand it. And believe me, if you've got 5 days, they can take the world and depopulate the globe. And if things begin to go wrong, they can detonate and pull on the earthquake scenario. And that will take care of the coast.
Commander, can I? Yes. I want to report a couple things that have occurred in the last 2 days. My information says that the law enforcement agencies in Orange County and in Los Angeles, the officers are leaving and getting out of the state. They don't want to go through the orchestrations they had. There are also ads that are going to be put in the paper for more law enforcement people because of this leaving. And the second thing you ought to know is all the prisons here in this county, in Lancaster, etc., have all been put under FEMA, the actual title. This has all occurred in the last week, just so you know, not to put up anything else. So it's something obviously is getting ready, because the law enforcement officers are, they're concerned because of what their orders are, and they actually have orders, as you said, Commander, that they will be shooting to kill in order to keep things in order.
Why don't you blame George?
For a better night. By the way, we were on television. We're going to be on television on June 25th in Los Angeles on cable network. On while we can, I think it's at 9 o'clock on Los Angeles on all the cable networks in Southern California starting this week. On they call it the Cosmic Egg program, and it was a good program.
Commander.
Yes.
I'm Carol. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. And we've also been noticing over in Phoenix they are flying around the black military helicopters. And we have been told that what they're doing is they are practicing urban assault tactics. And we're just wondering what military helicopters need to practice urban assault tactics for in, you know, a large area like that.
It's frightening time. And I wish, I just would have it that, you know, ones could become angry with me and get it out of their systems and I could fix it and it would all go away. It's not going to go away until the attitudes are changed. And from all appearances, it's not going to go away, period, until the scenario is played out as written. I can't help it, do you see? I can't make it different in L.A. I can't make it different in Phoenix. I can't make those phantom jets disappear for you. They fly over here too. And they shoot pulse beams at my scribe's house. I can shield it. And they understand that I can. This is not only a corrupt town, basically, politically, you know, it's just greedy. They're not, I'm sorry, I don't mean to be insulting, they're not smart enough to realize what they really have here. It's just a matter of political intrigue with planning commissions and supervisors and ones wanting their own development programs, etc. But it is also a hotbed of people who are from special forces and from intelligence and security wings. You can't go anywhere around here that the various and sundry little operation, maybe, depending on what it is not headed by one. It's harder for the ones who see the truth of it, because they have to separate themselves out from the very strength that they've got in the other beings in the support system. But they can't dare do anything else because they'll be taken out. So it's a hard time. And there's no one place in this country more safe than another. The best you can do is what Don McElvaney tells you. Go to a rural area where you can supply some of your own needs. Hopefully, for a while, you won't need necessarily heavy fallout shelters. But at some point, you may want to do that. But first of all, you've got to begin to build in the communities. Or they treat you like an outsider, like somehow you're the enemy because you thought of storing some wheat. And they will say, oh, you're a survivalist, I guess. And what are you going to do? Oh, well, I'll go down to the market and buy mine. Well, good luck. Your government's made sure you won't be able to buy very much.
Yes. Hello, Commander Atan. My name is Chris. I appreciate being in your presence. I have a threefold question, Mr. Green, I guess it is, right, mentioned something about FEMA. I thought I'd just share this before my question. And that is that my sources, I'm involved in investigation and writing, my sources recently have told me that FEMA, as everyone will recall, there was a big thing about the census taking that went on in this country not too long ago, and all persons were told that there would be no sharing of that information with any government agencies and so forth. Well, my sources tell me that FEMA has now taken over all the census documentation and so forth throughout the country. So I just share that with everyone here. Kind of following the same line of discussion you were just saying. Now my question, not to kind of go back in time, although there is no time, and I do kind of understand that. In my research and writing, I have studied a little bit about the Thulean society and some of the Thulean race, ancient Thulean race. And I was wondering if you could share with me anything a little bit more about that to enlighten me, maybe possibly including where they came from, where they were and or at, and if there's any relationship between, actual relationship or genuine relationship between the society and the Thulean race. And the third part of the question...
Reptilian? Is that what...
No, I'm sorry, the Thulean, or Thulean, as it's sometimes pronounced.
Oh, T-H?
T-H-U-E-L-E-A-N, yes, yes, sir. And the third part of the question is, it may or may not be somewhat related, as I was wondering, in my research I've also come across some obscure clippings and so forth of aircraft from the 1893-94 time frame roaring up and down the coast of California between San Francisco and Los Angeles, as well as over Chicago, this being, of course, quite some time before the Wright brothers allegedly first discovered flight. And I was wondering if you might have any comment or enlightenment on that that matter. Thank you.
Well, you've had civilizations, and as a matter of fact, there's a journal or volume that was brought here that could absolutely blueprint for building a spacecraft. And this was many, many years ago. as far as the different races that have come from different places, you can look around and you can see that there are many different origins. As far as genetic and DNA structure is concerned, I have made a real concerted effort not to get into those subjects because ones immediately want to know, well, from what race am I, etc. You will know that you are created, all of you, as humans. You did not evolve from frogs and things like that, nor did you evolve from apes. Those are creatures created according to their own genetic structure. Now, I'm not saying that ones could not have crossed these structures and created a species, even. But you have many different societal visitors coming from other places. So I would prefer, if you would forgive me, not to go into that so specifically, because the thrust here is from your Nephilim brothers that came along at the splitting up of the time of Tiamat. And as these cycles come around again, many, many more are put on your place. Now you're going to find already these, they're not really etheric. They're not really, it's hard to describe what an atmospherian is, because there is even evolution that takes place in these Nephilim. But they are the origin of your species. And these higher beings do come. And the reason that the structured beings from Pleiades becomes important to you as a species is because the focus at this particular time, and if ones are needed to be taken into security, you need ones like you working with you. Now, you're going to find that many of the races, for instance, will be very often projected or evolved into those races where you would begin to have activity. You're going to have present, quote, the strangers. The best example I can give of this, because the ones that witness this the most are the ones off the Philippines. And I say off the, because where you encounter the atmospherians most often in the Philippines are through divers. They inhabit the inner world, if you will, under the sea. They have been left as guardians, and they are changed often. You have ones who go in among the people in South Africa. These are a different race. From Koldos, is it? So I don't even bother to keep up with them. I know what you're talking about, the Thulean Society. Most of what has been offered regarding the Thulean Society is false. And that could take, you know, until tomorrow to quarrel it out. And you just said it. There is the capability of projection into this play. And many societies have injected into it. And ones would come to claim their own society. This is happening also. So don't be too amazed when one is honest about it and says, well, mine is so-and-so and so-and-so from the 31st sector, and they promise to take me off. If you're one that belongs to the 31st sector, then why wouldn't you go with them? But you better be sure, because the point is to fool you. And this is why, if one say, well, the God that you all are expecting, unanimously expecting, as a species and as a civilization of man on the planet, if they tell you that one's on this planet in life form, physical manifested form, I'm talking physical now, not atmospherian, not etherian, I'm talking about corporeal, physical, living, breathing, eating, sleeping, doing all the things that human does. Only I would hope he's not doing all the things that humans do. But you will find that most of those who proclaim themselves to be that God are doing all those things that were told to you not to do. But because he proclaims himself God, he supposedly can get away with it. And you can believe him, and then you think you can get away with it. But the day of reckoning is coming up shortly. Your Pleiades brothers that will be the ones most often found about and through your own races are more like you of Earth. This is why you know that the reptilian people, and I'm going to talk about that just a little bit, because I think you're going to find it more interesting, really, and more realistic to your relationship than talking about a Thulean society. Because those higher societies, you better watch out and make sure they're goodly. And you can judge by what is told to you the same as you can judge anyone's offering. And the only way that you literally can come to comfort with it is to go and study it and see where, if anywhere, it falls apart. But there are these other beings. And when we speak of this place, you see a lot of replication goes on in these facilities over your hill, in those deep inner sanctums. A lot of it goes on in Area 51. Just an incredible amount goes on around Las Vegas, coming up through Nellis as a surface exit and entry. And they expect a lot of involvement. The way they're going to plan to bring you under control finally is to loose on you all of these beings. Well, every now and then they either send out a test crew or ones bungle out. And around this place, there, on one occasion, there were 5 or 7 of these reptilian creatures wandering around the neighborhood. They weren't particularly, they were just there. They weren't dangerous. They made no attempt to injure anybody. And they never made it down into town. But they sure scared the living daylights out of the ones that they did visit. And these are curious beings. They have been created, and they're just, well, confounded. They're curious. They're a little bit childlike in their behavior. Well, you're not going to get children coming from space, so forget it. When you have somebody so dense that abductees come back and say that there was a dirty operating table and the room was dirty and that you come off it. That is wishful thinking. You don't have immature, childlike, and I mean childish, beings that can make it that far. But these reptilian creatures did come for a visit to several people. And they, you know, they just inspected the automobiles and turned all the lights on and came in to visit. Terrified everybody. Didn't do anything, didn't have any intention of doing anything, but they have bright yellow eyes and tails, and they look like lizards. Now, I'm sorry. I don't know of any place in space that has any such thing. But you got them in Tehachapi. We have 5 minutes. Any other quick question?
Yes, hi, Commander. My name is Lynn, and my husband Paul and I are here today from New Jersey. And we've been anxiously waiting to get here for about 4 or 5 months since we began reading the material. And I just want to express my gratitude to you and to Dharma and Overly and to George and Desiree and to everyone in this room who has contributed the truth to us. And we are here partly to come into our own knowing and our own clarity about how we can serve and return what's been given. And I just wanted to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. I accept it on behalf of my crew. It's a hard journey. And for you to be able to say that with the care and the love that you did after I have just hit all of you for 4 hours is very gracious indeed.
Commander, I want to thank you, too. I had the feeling I'd like to get you off the hook before when you were saying, why is everybody laying it on you? And I think you've kind of expressed it. In my experience, we are like sheep, and just because we trade shepherds, we tend to want to put the responsibility on the shepherd and not think for ourselves. And I know that yesterday was a very good day for me personally, because I found myself wanting, in spending time with George, wanting him to put something forth that I was going to be able to hook onto for confirmation. And out of the fact that that didn't happen, it confirmed to me that the sense that we have in ourselves is that we have to know for ourselves to be able to make the contribution and the commitment, and that that can't come from without first. It has to come from within ourselves. And whether the confirmation comes from without or not isn't the point until we are willing, and I'm willing, to make the leap and make the jump myself. So I want to thank you for the opportunity that we've had. It's been valuable already, and we're planning to be here and perhaps make a trip up to Carson City to take a look around. But we'll be here until a week from Sunday, a week from today.
Thank you. Then maybe we can have some other local meetings or something. I know we need to take the time to do it. It's the time of calling. Ones don't understand who really come to just experience and leave and get annoyed. I have to hit hard. You have to come into some realization and get out of La La Land, and I don't like to be the one to do it. On the other hand, what you are coming up against is going to require all of the strength that you've got. And what you don't have, I have to have. And between us, we've got enough. And I thank you for coming, because these original books and papers have gone out to issue the call. The rest will follow in its proper sequence. But it's time that we get on with our business, our work. It can't wait much longer, because you are running out of time. We can do it. But you've got to hold that goal.
Commander?
Yes.
I'd like to make an announcement that we do plan a meeting next Saturday at 1:30.
I think that was for my information. I'll certainly try to make it.
I'll probably pay for that.
Not in public. You need to go, Oberly. Thank you.
10-4.
All of you. The rest of you go celebrate Father's Day. Salut.